I believe it's useful to think of the time of a retreat, the time, anytime you're meditating, that you've entered into a very different way of being, of thinking, very different orientation than how many people live their lives. And that part of that new orientation is one that doesn't look at oneself or one's experience as being good or bad, or being right or wrong. Good and bad, those judgments and ideas are not needed. Right and wrong are not needed in this practice. But rather, we orient ourselves with what is wholesome and what is not wholesome, what feeds the best in us, what nourishes the best in us, and what doesn't. And we try to appreciate and bring forth that which nourishes, to recognize that which nourishes and is wholesome. And one of the things that's very wholesome is to become your own friend, aiming to maybe one day become your best friend, your own best friend, in which you enjoy your company. And that might be a slow process. One of you might be a little bit difficult. But you can perhaps begin with simple orientation of friendliness towards yourself, towards your meditation, towards life itself, perhaps. To offer an olive branch of kindness, of friendliness, or to begin appreciating whatever goodness, whatever warmth, whatever kindness, wholesomeness might be here. And you don't have to wait until you feel friendly to be friendly. I think that just the fact that you've come on the retreat, you're doing something that's phenomenally supportive to yourself. To be on meditating this way is one of the, you might not always feel it, but it is, in fact, one of the most healing, maturing, freeing things you can do. So the friendliness has already begun, maybe in spite of yourself. And as you go to bed tonight, those of you who are going to go to bed, or for those of you who are just continuing now into the day, perhaps you can call on being friendly, to look upon yourself with kind eyes, to appreciate yourself, to appreciate that you're doing something difficult in doing this practice. But it's a wonderful thing to do, and to appreciate your efforts. To appreciate this time and to perhaps go to sleep contented in that appreciation, contented in whatever amount of friendliness you can bring to yourself and to the community here. And if you can fall asleep with friendly thoughts or close to that, who knows how you wake up? May you sleep well and deeply, and may you wake up to engage in the practice without any reference to right or wrong, good or bad, just discovering the path of the wholesome, the path of healing, maturation. May you grow in your wholesome qualities. And I say good night and sleep well.